The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There is a lot of talk right now about whether or not people regret voting for Donald Trump, and some are claiming that if the elections were held today, that Kamala Harris would win the elections. And guys, that's simply untrue. And on the show today, I'm going to talk about and break down all the facts and numbers that disprove that. So Trump right now, if you look at his approval rating, is way above Democrats, despite his approval rating slipping a bit because of the tariffs. And I have a video to show all of you that shows exactly why he is so popular right now compared to the Dems. Trump had an interview with ABC, and he did what he's always doing. He did what he's good at doing, which is that he called out ABC for being fake news, and he does it as directly as possible. Here we go.
Do you think the reputation of the United States has gone down under your presidency?
No, I think it's gone way up, and I think we're a respected country again. We were laughed at all over the world. We had a president that couldn't walk up a flight of stairs, couldn't walk down a flight of stairs, couldn't walk across a stage without falling. We had a president that was grossly incompetent. You knew it, I knew it, and everybody knew it, but you guys didn't want to write it because you're fake news.
All right. Thank you.
And by the way, ABC is one of the worst. I have to be honest with you.
Thank you.
So first off, like and subscribe, guys, so I can afford a hair transplant sooner rather than later. But second, this is why we love Donald Trump, guys. This is why most Americans love Trump. He sticks it to the elitists, and he just speaks the facts. Because again, everyone knows ABC is like the worst. And most people might just kind of kowtow to them because they're in the middle of an interview with them. But he just says it to their face. We love it. So this is where we're at as a country, according to the numbers. On the low end, Trump is sitting at about a 42% approval rating. Again, that's the low end. There's plenty that show him in the high 40s, even a couple in the 50s. And Democrats, at the same time, on the other hand, are at a 27% approval, which is record low. I think the lowest it's been in a really long time. So neither is particularly high. High is in the 50s, and Trump's not there either, but Trump is in worlds ahead of the Democrat Party. In fact, guys, Emerson, which is not a right-wing poll by any standard, and they've been fairly accurate in the last few elections, they decided to poll people on what they would do if the election were held today with all the knowledge they have about how Trump has been in his first 100 days. And here are the results. I'm going to show you right here. Trump has 48% and Harris has 47%. So here's the thing, though. Every time Trump is polled, every time he's brought into a poll, and people have to talk about him, he underperforms. We know this. The polls are never accurate when it comes to Donald Trump, and never do we see polls where Trump overperforms. It's never like, oh, Trump has 52% of the vote, and then, you know, Trump ends up getting 48. That does not happen. It is always the opposite. And usually it underperforms, if you look at the numbers, by at least 3%. It's like 3 to 5%. And so what I get from that is it is entirely possible that Donald Trump would win by more today than he did in November. But at the very least, he's winning again. No question. However, guys, even though he's beating Democrats, does not mean that there aren't some hard truths to learn for Republicans. And they have to learn the hard truths. That's the thing. We see Democrats, everyone sees this, they're not learning the truths of the 2024 election. They continue to spiral into this crazy nonsense about DEI and transgender crap. And so they're not learning and they're not getting better. And then they elect people like David Hogg to run their party. But Republicans can't do that. They can't. So here are the hard truths for the Republican Party, since it's ahead right now and Trump is still ahead. It's that Trump really should be above 50% approval. And again, even if you believe the polls are false and he's closer to a 52, fair enough. But I think he should be in the high 50s at this point. And the reason why I say that is because we have data on this as well. So here are two polls that came out. I suppose one is not a poll. It's Polymarket, so it's a betting market. And this one is the odds of a U.S. recession. And what you can see here is that recently has jumped to 67%. We'll talk about why in a second. That's not good for Trump. This other poll, and you can see I voted on this, was what was Trump's biggest mistake in his first 100 days? And what you see there is 63% say tariffs, and then 26% say nothing. And then you've got 11% that say Hamas war, Russian war. So in other words, without the tariffs, the answer is nothing. No one thinks that there's a big mistake of the Trump administration. And I would have to agree. There's what mistakes has he made? He's been practically perfect, except on the tariffs. And again, you take away the tariffs, he's in the high 50s. I truly believe that. No one can fault the man if you take away the tariffs. The reality, though, is Americans do not like the tariffs. Whether you personally think they're great or not is kind of irrelevant to what I'm talking about here. Most people, the people who are going to decide who the next president will be or who is going to win the midterms, most people do not like the tariffs. And I personally think that's warranted. I've talked about it on my show a lot. Today, we can actually see, we got some data on the first quarter of the year. So January through the end of March. And we actually had negative GDP. And everyone knows if you have two quarters consecutively of negative GDP, that's a recession. So it is entirely possible right now that we are in a recession. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if we are. I think a lot of people would not be that surprised just based on how the job market is going and how wages are going. I think most people would agree it's not fantastic right now. And again, we can talk about, is that Trump's fault or is that Biden's fault? I personally think it's mostly Biden's fault, a little bit of Trump's fault because of the tariffs. But either way, that question is pretty much irrelevant because we all know that because Donald Trump is the president right now, it is his job now to prevent that from happening. It is 100% the job of the president, just politically speaking, to prevent a recession, because if he has a recession, his party is not winning elections. I promise you that. And Americans agree that tariffs aren't the way to keep you out of a recession. That's what Americans are saying. One example of how this is going to get played out politically is in the special elections right now. It's happening right now. So an election was actually carried out in the Iowa House yesterday, and it's a bit concerning. I'll show you that result. This isn't a poll. This is just the results right now. This is in the Iowa House 78. And what you see is the Democrat, Ramirez, won by 79% to high as 21%. Now, here's the thing. In 2024, this went to Harris, but there was a 26% swing to the Democrats just since Harris. So in 4-5 months, they've gained 26% in Iowa, which is a red state. And that's scary, guys. That's really bad. So I think Republicans, ultimately, the question is, should Republicans abandon the tariffs? And my answer to that is only if you want Trump to have a 55% approval rating and win the midterms. If you don't want that, then no, keep going with the tariffs. But if you want those things, abandon the tariffs as fast as you can. If you want to win, then abandon them. Get rid of them completely. So speaking of winning, guys, Alberta could join the United States and basically help conservatives win in the U.S. forever. I'm going to break it down right now, how they could leave Canada and what it would mean politically and electorally for the United States, because it's fascinating. Because even though it sounds crazy to some people, they're like, that's never going to happen. It's actually very feasible, and I'm going to break it down right here. So first, let's talk about how there's kind of a few steps, right? How is Alberta going to leave Canada? How is Alberta going to join the United States? And what does it mean politically? How Alberta leaves Canada, and the reason why I'm talking about this, of course, is they're famously conservative, very religious. A lot of members of my church live in Calgary and Edmonton. Very conservative people. They don't really jive with the rest of Canada, to put it lightly. And I'm talking about it because the election just happened and the Liberals won, much to the chagrin of Alberta. How they would do this is first, they essentially have to get a referendum up and agree as Albertans, I think that's how you say it, on the ballot that's what they want. And that's feasible. About 54% of Alberta, according to ChatGPT, I looked it up on ChatGPT, is conservative. But the thing is with that, guys, is that does not actually tell the whole story, because 31 of their 37 seats in parliament are conservative. So it's a huge majority in Alberta. The second thing that they have to do is kind of simple. They have to negotiate their debts and their assets with the federal government, make sure they're detached from them. And then finally, they do actually have to pass a constitutional amendment in Canada, which would require the House of Commons, the Senate, and two-thirds of the provinces to agree, which is a similar process that the United States would go through as well if Texas, for instance, wanted to secede. The thing is with all that, sounds kind of crazy. Well, that's a lot of steps you have to go through. The Liberals in Canada have every incentive to do this. They really do, because you have to realize that if they get rid of Alberta, they're never losing an election again. They never are. And so it's actually a win-win. Alberta actually gets to go somewhere where they're valued, and Liberals get to have their crazy commie land in Canada. They would never lose again. They would not. So if that happens, then they leave. Then the U.S. has to take them in. And that requires a majority in the House, the Senate, and the president to sign it. That's all. So in other words, Republicans could do it right now. If Alberta was their own, basically they'd have to secede, be their own nation for a day. If that was the case today, Congress, the Senate, and President Trump could make it a reality literally today. So the question is, this is where it gets really interesting, is how much political power would Alberta have as a red state, as the 51st state in America? Alberta has a population of 5 million people, which means I live in Utah. We have 6 electoral votes. I think we have like a population of 3.4 million, so not quite as big as Alberta. They would likely get about 8 electoral votes, which is pretty significant. Bigger than Arizona, swing state. Bigger than Nevada, also a swing state. In other words, guys, Republicans would have a way bigger chance of winning the presidency every single year. And this is where it gets crazy. They would have 2 more red Republican senators and 6 congressmen in the Senate and Congress, respectively. So all of that to say, Trump joking about Canada being the 51st state is largely a waste of time, in my opinion. I actually think it's bad. I think it wasn't fantastic for the Canadian election, though it was not ultimately his fault, as I talked about on the show yesterday. However, if we're talking about just Alberta being the 51st state, it's great. It's fantastic. It's great for Alberta. It's great for the United States. And again, if Alberta wants it, it could definitely happen. If you guys enjoy reading, but you don't know what to read right now, I wanted to introduce you to my book, A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf over there. I talk about how the left is literally a cult now, and I talk about it in some very plain terms, talk about some crazy stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. Please like and subscribe again so that I can afford a hair transplant and finally go to Turkey, or you can also watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi, Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.